Hello to all of you, and thank you for joining us to this series of discussions. New life here with us is Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Also, Orit Dolev, couples treatments, and also Nitza Mazoz, who moderates workshops. And thank you for being here. So we gathered here today to talk about how we can help each of us build all the relationships in our lives better. Whether it's the one of the partners, whether it's with the friends, with the partners, with the neighbors, and with this series of discussions which we're going to go through, that we're going to go through in all the terms of life. Today we're in the connection between in relationships, and we hopefully will develop to other topics. Also, is the feeling of loneliness within the couple. Okay, wait, give us an example from a from life, and if you can present it, you know, from yours on your own. Okay, so it's really important that I this is not a unique situation, but this is a very common thing that is going on in the public. So it's important for us to bring it and use it. The story this time talks about a couple that is in their 30s, and although they're in a they're a couple, one of them feels lonely. They're married, and children come in the rest of the in the follow-up of the story. So what happens is I reached the age of 30 plus, and my family already pushed me to get married, and I really felt even from the point of the woman, of the wife, yes? And I was simply pressured to get married. And from all the friends and all my acquaintances that I went out, I found my partner, my that I got married with, and I didn't think too much. I thought it's plus or minus, it's more or less good. Everything's God's in the heavens, and we'll flow with it. And the beginning period went in our marriage went more or less okay. Only that slowly, slowly, I started to see that we're both working. We come back home. And then we have this stage of being a little bit together, you know, dinner, we talk a little bit. And he kind of sits in front of the TV, sits and watches a lot of TV. And I have to start doing my additional work, all the homework, the work at home. And this period kind of went with different experimentation to kind of bridge on this gap. I saw that I didn't have anyone to talk to, so I didn't pressure too much. From this situation, the twins were born. The twins are 2 years old. There's a lot of work. I stopped working, and I'm with them a lot at home. And I reach a situation of, on one hand, I'm fatigued from all the hard work, and on the other hand, I'm feeling huge loneliness. I don't have anyone to talk to. No one understands me. As much as I try, it doesn't succeed. The babies are crying at night. He doesn't get it, wake up. He's very tired. And my demands or questions to get him to believe more. He's trying to earn our living, and he's just tired. There's nothing I can do. I'm simply in a state that I feel so lonely within this relationship that I don't know what to do so much. Now, from this story, actually, the question rises. How can you fill the emptiness of a person in such a couple, in such a relationship? You have a family, children. Thank God everything is good. Other than the relationship, the attitude from the husband. He's not capable, let's say, to help truly at home. He doesn't have hands for it, but maybe spiritually, and by if he would have, you know, made some kind of participation, it would be satisfying to you. You're just expecting that and no more. I would prefer more an emotional attitude more than actual help at home. And all in all, from the moment that the children were born, did you feel that he got a little more distance from you? He's afraid to touch them, to deal with them? Not really. He plays with them. He'll change their, he doesn't do their diapers or give them baths. He doesn't give them baths. putty, changes their diapers, holds the one while I'm giving a bath to the other. Minnie dealt with them a little bit, not just the TV. Not only. In the beginning, when we didn't have kids, he was very much in the computer and the TV. And now, that it belongs to him too, from the lack of strength, he's, as much as he's capable, he's capable. A little more, he's asking for me to, you know, to cooperate a little bit more, but what about the, does he sleep in a different bed? Do you feel like he has completely other ideas from the family? No. He's simply more, he doesn't discuss things with me, he doesn't try to converse with me or try to solve things. So you're a mother now. You have all your heart and thoughts in the children. You're busy with them from day and night. They're the center of your life. You don't feel days and nights and what's going on in the world and all in all, because you're looking only at them. I remember we flew great distances from place to place on Earth, we could say, from countries to countries with my wife, and my son was small. Close to 2 years, maybe not so small like you're talking about these twins. And when I spoke to my wife about all sorts of things that we went through, I saw that she didn't feel anything from the travel because she was constantly dealing with him. So there's no life and there's nothing that's going around and going from airport to airport and from place to place. No. She simply, just like she used to sit next to at home, next to him, or hold him on her hands, to that point. So he's not in such a state. You're demanding from him to truly, to the point, be inside your dealings like you are. How's that possible? He's at work. He has lots of problems there and thoughts, and it depends on what he's working. Could be that also there he has to be in heart and mind with all sorts of projects and so forth. And he comes home. Kids are yelling and this and that. Maybe, you know, changes a diaper here and there, but else than that, what can he do? He can't control this. I'm not just talking about the physical help. The children go to sleep at some point. And then I want to talk with him a little bit. I want to see what's going on him, what's going on with me, how he feels. Once again, so we're not talking about the relationships between us, which is the beloved topic for wife, the relationships with us. It's very important. A man suffers from this, but I work very hard. These are our children. So what is he going to say? I love you enough. Okay, now let's talk about, for who is that enough? For me, it's not enough. Yes, but you need to understand that this is all true. And I understand the nature of a woman. But it's very difficult for a man to stand these kind of things. The sermons of the relationship. That anyhow, for him it's very simple. It's like in nature. The male comes, does what he has to do with the female, and he goes. And she stays with the children, with her offspring. She raises the cubs, and continues with life, and he goes, but that's animals. We're more than animals, maybe from the bad way, not from a good way. This is the question. But we came from animals. I mean, that's our foundation. So our foundation is such that a man is not connected to the children like a wife, like his wife. He doesn't birth them. This process of birth that comes from you, this is something that he didn't go through and he will never go through. He can't have such a connection with them. He can't feel them as part of an inspirited part of him. They're my children, yeah, but it's not a mother. It's not a mother. But I need my man. I want him to be with me. And yours, that's something else. Meaning, not that the children will be the center. If you want to have connection with him, then you can't talk about the kids all the time and about the diapers and the diseases and all that. So the connection, as if the children went to go to sleep, there's no children. That's it. And you're with the true, true. So you need to bring a cup of coffee and a cake that he likes and sit together with him. And now in pleasantry, enjoy yourself. And as if there are no kids, to the point where it's worth to invite some babysitter and go with him to a coffee shop or just go for a walk for a few blocks and come back home like you're a couple. It's very important, without the kids, to return to that picture in which you're alone. To return to that picture, yes. Because the children between you, disconnected to you. It's problems between you. So you're saying, and this means when he comes back home and we're done with the kids and they went to sleep at 8:30, there's no TV. No, I don't know. Because then the TV takes everything. But there was a TV there before. The TV was for him, not for me. That's okay. But why now? Were you lonely before too? I felt the loneliness before, but before that I could actually deal with it. Because it was something without another addition. Now with the work at home and the kids, it amplifies the feeling of loneliness. I tried to do this like this. Look what I did. Look, first of all, I have a vacation with my wife that we go together abroad. Only for a trip that we're constantly just going for, walking from place to place. Coffee shop, for another one, past here, then something else. And we're walking on our feet all the time. This is our vacation. It's the two of us. That's it. That's one thing. Not shopping or anything. Just a journey together and what we need for food. That's one thing. The second thing. We, half an hour, sometimes almost an hour every day, we go for a walk. Other than the week vacation. And then we talk. I constantly ask and she talks. He doesn't ask me anything else. I feel like I'm not interested in him. But I know what to do with my wife. I ask, how's the granddaughter? I ask, what can I ask her? I ask her and what she deals. And she tells me all the things. But once again, also all the things that she tells, we together hold ourselves in such a way that we talk usually about positive things. Positive things. Only good. Good news. You know this term, right? That's it. Good news. And this is the second thing. And the third thing, that I come to my home sometimes. And we do an evening. We put a candle in the middle of the table. We don't light a candle in the middle of the table, but wine. Greek salad. Those Greek people. Yeah, I like Greek salads very much. Just like it should be. And on some little cakes. She knows what I like. That's it. And then we make an evening. When it comes out, it's not, and also because she's busy with all, it could be because of the children and the grandchildren. But we have to do such things. But what do I want to emphasize here? That actually we need to determine times. And today you're not watching TV. He needs to know that one evening a week is yours, and he comes, and that's it. Whatever you want, I'm doing. That's it. The dance. The sit, we sit. The talk. He needs to know this. I do this. I know that we're going for a walk. During this hour, I listen. I hear. And if she stops, then I already say, why aren't you talking to me? You see? That's usually what a woman says to a man. I say this to her. Why aren't you talking? Why aren't you telling me? What's going on? You understand? I make here like an opposite game here. And it works. Can we make a copy of you? And other than that, I call her at least once or twice a day. How are you doing? Oh, everything's good. She's already used to it, so it doesn't take time or anything. But this call must be. It's worthwhile to be at a certain time that's convenient. So simple things, so that the man won't feel himself. You know, habit becomes second nature. So he won't feel committed, so that he's contributing, that he's demanded, that he's in some closed place. It's very important for the nature of a man. It's something like me going for a walk, hey, did the kids, and went off, and escaped. So if the woman understands this, she understands with such point meetings, and all the rest, there's nothing you can do. When the kids go to sleep, you know, the mother has a lot of work. So I wanted to ask, how can I teach him to ask questions? You said you ask your wife questions. How can I teach him that? This is the special time that we have, in which we go for a walk. We can be totally quiet. If I don't talk, he won't ask. He won't be very interested. I'm not so interested either. But I know that I need to ask. So I teach him to ask. How do I teach him to be involved also in wife feel? In something active to ask. This is the wisdom of life. We reach this after we get to the grandchildren. To that point, I'll have to wait till then. They're 2 years old. Well, you have to wait. We have to teach this. Our problem here we're coming to a very serious problem, that we're not educating our children to be parents. And we don't educate them at all how to be humans, how to be couples. We don't have education for this. What we give to a child is only like a profession. Like if you didn't have science in the world, then we wouldn't teach him anything. He'd grow up like a lion, like a beast. But a lion has instincts, and we're living. So now from the responsibility of what you told me to do, and I'm willing to accept all these things, from the awareness, I want to teach him to ask me questions, to be interested. How do you feel? What's going up on you? Start by preparing once a week something with like a little ceremonial thing with food or something. The questions will come on their own, do you think? I think that from that, yes. And you recommend 1 week, one evening a week. Is this enough to correct the whole? I don't think it even needs to be one evening a week. It's not the matter of hours here. It's a matter of that it's like this. This is the attitude. It's enough to have a birthday once a year. And make something like this when it's convenient. Anyhow, he comes from work. You know, he's not going to the pub with his friends and coming, drunk home at 12 o'clock at night. He's okay. I don't feel here on his behalf any, transgressions here. No, he's a good person. And he's helping as much as he can help. But as far as his attitude between us, I think you need to make the adaptation or the suitability between you with a few discussions, and to you too, and to give a certain, the proper direction and the demand to him. And I understand that being at home all day with the kids all day long and you don't feel any support from your partner. But he says, he changes diapers again. He's participating somehow. I am dressing in both of you and I see that the gap here is, if we will rise above our egoistic demands of each of us, then we need to truly understand that in the relationships between us, we need to come to a state in which there are no children. We are a couple, and not children in between us who are separating between us. And they go to sleep, that's it. Now we are with each other and adhered to each other. And all the time, such that the children are not between us, that are not giving us the ability to hug or touch each other. Rather, on the contrary, the children are only pushing us more and more towards each other. It's some sort of, there needs to be an internal direction in the reception of this picture of the family in a different way. The children are not, of course, it's a burden, and there's concerns, and there's, you know, yells and all that. But first of all, us together. It's very important that you don't put your children, that this is the main thing. Hold, do, take the child. No, rather that he feels that you're with him, like before, all the time. And other than that, there's children. There's a certain internal sophistication here to understand, because what was a man, it was a family, children is the main thing. And she needs to show her husband that it's not like that. That he for her is the important thing. Otherwise, he'll distance. Otherwise, he'll say, "What do you want? I'm bringing you money. Take your kids, take your things. What else do you want from me?" Because you're showing him that that's what he exists for. But in our initial relationship, there was a certain relationship between us that was. But even then, there was a certain. Now he's not only talking to his emotions; he's not talking about my emotions, and he's not interested. So here's the point: that it could be that you are presenting the children as your source, as your main interest, and then he feels that he needs to move. That in this he gets further, and not him. It's them, not him. I see on his behalf. The right and regular behavior of a male. He brings the earnings home and doesn't go to pubs with his friends, and you know he does what he can. He even changes the diapers for the kids. What else do you want from him? It could be that once again you're presenting the children as if they're before you. I'm not talking about the kids. He comes home. And we have a relationship with the kids, and we put them to sleep, and all that, and remain us alone. And us alone, there's the TV for him, and there's no discussion, there's no talking, there's no interest in who I am and who you are and where we're going. This is not something that is right for a child. There's no talk at all. What attitude? What relationship? What do you want to talk about? Politics? About love? Who are you talking? He doesn't want to talk about this. How much can you talk about relationships? Stop. Don't you say once again, I love, and say again, I love. The demands. I'm exaggerating, of course. I'm passing this on in a very rough way on purpose, because your demands need to be balanced. In the way that you can demand from him, first of all. And then on this, we have to work. And each time that a woman feels lonely in the relationship with her husband, does that mean that she's exaggerating in her demands? I don't know. I don't know what way you're coming to him. Let's say I'm okay. You're sitting next to him after the kids went to sleep. You bring a cup of coffee, some cake that he likes, or something special that he feels like the attention from you that's special. You sit next to him. Maybe you hug him. Maybe you feel a little touch with him. Even if he's watching something and he wants to watch, you know, some series on or something there. He's watching TV. You're sitting instead of the TV in front of him. I want you to talk to me. No, I want to feel the couples as a couple. I have a couple. I have a partner. And I want to continue to feel in this relationship. How will I know who he is and what he feels and what I feels later on if there's no interest in each other? You need to read many books on psychology. No, I'm telling you. No, that's okay. Because this is what I'm recommending. Seriously. Because then you'll know how to talk to him. And you'll get to know yourself more. And why these desires awaken in you. And it will fill you, first of all, with many answers that you think to receive from him. And he's not like that at all. He's flat. He doesn't know what's being talked about here. He works. He brings the earnings. He takes care of the kids and the wife and everything. Thank God everything's okay. What else you want? You want love? Okay, let's go. But what else do you want from him? He's simple. He's not deep. You want now to start digging inside of him or to commit him to be more sensitive and more soft and rich inside and will know the desires and, impulse and lust and this and that. And what else do you want from him? If he was like that before, would it make a picture, a different picture? It could be that if he was like that before, it would be easier to talk to him, to invite him to a mutual discussion about something, yeah? Or it could be that you're not capable, I'm telling you. What does he like to watch there? Football or some movie? Yeah, football. Send football. You can move to personal life too, if you're smart enough. The relationships in football are the relationships of the whole world. It's a game. Yes? I have a question about that. Hey, one moment. I didn't understand this with the football. Only men can find this. She, first of all, has this scene and the man and the TV with the screen with the football. And you said that she could take that and open it to something that could come. She should start getting interested in it. She should start getting interested. How? What, to ask him? If his whole life is in order to supply earnings to her and for his kids, let's say, in the worst case scenario. But football, give me something of my own. Let me an hour out of 24 hours. What do I live for? So she can't steal that from him. Okay, so what can she do? She wants to create a connection with him. It can only be through the common thing. For her, the common thing is family, home, children. For him, that's not what's common. He's giving his participation in money, the fact that he changes the diapers, and that's his participation in this field. Now there's another field. In your field, they give you what you want from me, the children and the home. Now in my field, in football, let her enter there. So how will he enter my life? This is a great deal. I'm willing to go for this deal. In the part of the family, he supplies what he supplies, and that's good. In his term, I'm willing to learn what it is, sucker. And what about my term alone? This is his term alone. What about my field alone? He sees football, and I want emotion. Emotion is not a field. What are you interested in? Then he could ask about that. What is the kind of thing that you have? I only see home and family and football. He can't. Was it in his soul that he'll start talking to you about what your fears are and the anxieties of yesterday or today? No, and good. Okay, talk to me. How do you feel today? More security compared to the anxiety that and fears and phobias that you had before the day before? What, in this way? Maybe. What is he, a psychologist? He's my partner. He's my filler. He completes me. No, I think that's exaggerating. I think that you need treatment. I'm saying this seriously. In such a case, I don't think we should proceed. I think you need treatment. She needs a pill. Not a pill. A pill is like a ball in Hebrew. I think that's good. I think it was a good idea for football. But I wanted to understand, what I understand from you is that behind this, what it says, actually he wants to her identify with him, but she has no reason to identify with him. She says, you want to gain identification? First of all, identify me. Be in my field. Be with me. And later we'll talk. This is what I understood, actually. Yes, because the field needs to be common. And he is participating. He brings a salary. He's not going anywhere. Only home. And he's replacing, and he's changing the diapers. On his behalf, it's all that he can do. And then he doesn't understand what she's demanding from him. Actually, what I thought while I was listening to this thing, actually, the nice things that we talked about in the previous programs, the whole principles, the table, the concealment, the smile, how can these things enter this matter? And is it even possible from this point that she's describing to raise them a little bit up and give it this this? Someone has to invite someone to the dance. Who has to be that person? The one who's suffering, who feels that he's lacking? Because the other one's not lacking anything, actually. Right? So she must enter his field. His field. This means that in order for him to even invite him to this round table, she has to first enter his field, be in him, feel him, and then invite him to the table. No, she's very stubborn and very demanding. This is a common woman of our generation. I'm afraid of this generation, though, from saying such things. They can say that these are very common phenomena. Women do not know how to deal with the lack or demand that they have in them, and then once they feel like the other side cannot supply this demand, either there's a very demand and supply for me, and if not, then they separate. Here's where this method that connects everyone needs to come from. This place, I think, that the problem is in women more than in men, and it's not because I'm a man. I already went through all the states and ages. I think the problem is that a woman is not smart our days. She doesn't receive the right education. She doesn't know how to deal with a man. She doesn't know who he is. All our education is cheap education. It's also sexual and also mini and minimal. We are taught how to just be satisfied with that. And whoever succeeds in that is more of a human. He's more successful. And to receive a little bit more, to give the children a few psychological tips and explain to them that within a human is constructed and complex, and from nature we feel things and so forth, and we go to. But there are people who are just totally blocked. Let's say, if I don't come to my profession, then I wouldn't ever develop. I wouldn't understand it all, neither men or women, because I was very, as a scientist, very much like, in a very didactical way, relating to life alone. Dry and limited. And only in my profession, with biocybernetics, and which I reached, then I start to feel more the internality of a human that I must have had. And therefore, our problem is that we're not growing in our education with the generation that's growing. The ego grows, becomes even more problematic that it's connected, and we're not teaching about this. You're saying that a woman is not smart today. She doesn't know. Once she didn't have to do that. Once she grew up in the mother's wife. Today she doesn't even know how to cook, to care. Once she used to grow up in the mother's home and And in all the homes, after a daughter reaches the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, and the more she grew, she receives from mother all the details of at home. You need to take care of this and this and that with the babies, as she's older than them, and then later to wash the floors and how to do food and how to prepare the food and table and how to do different things, and maybe with the cows there to work and what else other at home. She was used to all the housework from home. What is it to take care of two kids? Every girl at the age of 8, 9, 10 had several like these kids at home that she cared for them instead of mother. You don't understand this? I understand, but we need to complete this. The woman today is not ready to be a mother. She doesn't know what it is. And the husband comes home. Why can't he watch TV? Well, he's not talking to her. What talking? I don't understand. If there are such demands, there are. Yes, of course, everyone, woman today. Today. We're living today. So give the right education in accordance with it. Teach them how to be a partner. If not, no. But this is exactly the point. The point of our program is to teach them and give them tools, direction, advice, how to develop good partnership. This is how this generation is. If both of them don't know what to do, it won't help. Small tips you can give in the book, but truly here for every single case, there must be treatment. What can I tell you? Until they won't have a common field, which she needs to create in the case, it could be in another case the man has to. Then it won't be. Someone has to move something. So he needs to go towards creating the common field. Yes? And on behalf of the man, there has to be also to ask from him, like I talked one evening a week, let's do an evening like we're alone without the kids, with the food that you like, with some flour that I like, with something like that. Not in demand, but in the relationship to good, in awakening a good feeling. What is she making? Why? What is she demanding from him? You're not talking to me. What can she get from this approach? What can it be? Okay, tell me. Yes, I'm asking you. How are you? This is what she will get from him. And that will not satisfy her. We need to teach them how to reach something common. We must. Common food, a coffee shop, a little walk around the home to sit next to it. Instead of the TV, she should sit in front of him. Not to ask him questions. She shouldn't ask him questions. No, not questions. Because this is like in the police, isn't it? Interrogation. Here's the questions. As less as possible questions. It should be the other country. Question is like when you're sending him a deficiency. We don't need deficiency. We need to send him a smile that everything's okay. She calls his mother through his family to him. These things to be given as tips in the book or in some place so that a woman will know how to strengthen her family. Let's say she organized this evening with good food and wine and all the things that he likes. So let's say they're now, they're sitting at the table and this is the evening, the kids are sleeping, I don't know where they are. And they're sitting at a table like this that is filled with all the good things they both like. Now he said, one principle, don't attack him like with questions like an interrogation of the police. That's what not. What, yes? Okay, she made all the effort. She arranged the table. Everything is nice. He's invited. He receives an invite on the email and comes to the table, and they're sitting down. Now what? What are we recommending for them from here on? Let them eat. Okay, that's for sure. They'll eat and they'll drink their wine. Is it worthwhile to talk about anything? Pass the cup of coffee. Sit next to him. Okay, I understand. Don't ask questions like an interrogate. When a woman needs to sit next to the man, do I have to continue and tell you what needs to be done? I understood. Maybe someone doesn't understand here. I need to explain it. Maybe we need to draw here. We talked about this in one of the previous discussions, that when they sit to make a connection workshop of a couple of doves, can we do right here how the table is covered with wine? Everything that you heard before, you can do. But this is under the condition that at least that one person is making a step towards the other. In accordance to what I see, they are in disconnect. He's doing everything and doesn't feel anything from what more can contribute. She is in demands to him, not only towards the connection, but in the negation of the connection, because she's demanding. I think that the picture that she described is most of the couples in Israel today. Okay, it's fine. It's not important. He, on his behalf, is doing everything that he can. She is coming with her demand. So she's coming with a demand, and so she's like distancing the connection. She's getting further from it. She's suffering, the poor thing. Sir, it's not important. If you're demanding of me, I get distance. If you come with something good, tasty, I get closer. So she should be a little smarter through her parents, his parents, or through food, or through a walk or something, to awaken some sort of caring together. She needs to create this environment, this uncomfortable situation. I have a certain thought that I got because I just got reminded by the gathering of friends, and I remember that one of the first principles is to talk at the praise of the friend. So it could be that this, of course. So it's like running instructions. Then we sit down. First of all, you open with the fact that you talk truly about how good Grady is and how the earnings are important and the fact that he works hard. Can I implement and then only later just share and make it like a sharing but not questions? It's like principles. I really feel like there are principles. If we're talking about the book, how I would write, then I would write a page for him and a page for her. Yes. But first of all, for her. That's one. That's for her? That's what you're saying now? For her? Yeah. In what way can she feel him? Food, sex, family, acquaintance, anything. Let her check. Is she operating all her abilities? And operate it. Especially through his family, through some good cake, you know, things that he likes, small things. The small things. That's it. With softness, gentility. Not that she stands in front of him, she sits next to him, let him watch football. But meanwhile, she hugs him. Together they watch. Already there's something common. Doesn't matter that he's stuck to what's there, and it's if she's bothering him. She tries not to bother. This is a wisdom that without you cannot get along. And one of the two needs to be smarter in it. I would recommend it to her, all in all. Afterwards, there's other things. Could be that we can invite some other couple of friends over, or friends. Maybe we could take a babysitter and go with another couple, or just the two of them to some movie or for a trip or something. Invite his parents, it really helps. That's often every case. When there are you know, grandchildren, that's even more. Invite them. And then you kind of between the words fix all the conflicts. Is the home is especially the woman. What not the men? What is he all in all? And for him, I would. What we talked about, I already said all these tips that he has to dedicate someday to her, some relation, some attitude. Every evening, a few minutes, once a week, you know, one evening, once in a while, a little walk, take her out of the home, especially, and so forth. Let's say I would recommend to her, if she's at home all the time, the 8 in the evening, when the kids go to sleep, I can't talk to her. It's really difficult. But I recommend to her that she takes her girlfriends and we'll go to some gym or something like that. And they go to the mall, you know? You understand? Doesn't it increase the distancing between them? No, it's the opposite. I understand you and I want to fill your desire. What is it, Grace? The opposite, on the contrary, because she leaves the home. No, she's not going out of the home. For me, you're doing me a favor also by going out. Instead of your bitter face, I feel myself that I'm doing a great thing. It's really, you know, the sorrow of animals. So what you're saying is that to fill this lack of loneliness that the woman is talking about, that actually we need to do a certain action, which is opposite. Like with the wheels, the wood wheel turning into a rubber wheel. Instead of sturdiness, of hardness becomes something soft. And not if you don't come to demands to each other. Love is an animal that grows from conceitings. You know, why don't you smile? Why aren't you doing this? Why did if you're doing constantly that? How can you? You're destroying everything. And him on his behalf, from the side of the man, it could be that with all his heart. Like I said before, when you were at the peak of love and it was its blossoming thing, he was sitting in front of the TV. It's enough. What? Everything's okay for him. The fact that you're walking in his four walls, it's that. That's how it is. It's already okay. He accepts you, that you're a part of him. And the man won't feel that he needs to make some kind of change. We will teach him through, once in a while, he needs to dedicate an evening to you, certain time here and there. For a man, that's what's important. They know. Today, in the evening, I need to sit next to her, and she will tell me ta-ta-ta, and I'll tell her ta-ta-ta. And here's how it will be. How will he reach this? You're writing for him now. No, he won't. You know who's going to read the book? The poor, lonely woman is going to read it. So she'll sit next to him in the evening with the coffee and the cookie and everything. And she'll hug him and she'll say, look what the wise people are recommending. Look how many people are being recommended to do. But there's also a little something here for you. That's it. Now I'm asking on purpose here. Why did I ask? We gave suggestions, and as long as the two of them understand that they need to rise above their properties, you're disconnecting from all the previous discussions. But I'm depending on the fact that I already gave those directions. Each rises above his nature. Everyone understands that he's an egoist, and he must rise a bit. So he's going as if he did this. Maybe he won't have the strength for this either. To come home after work, to bring home the salary, to, you know, to change the diaper, to say hello, give her a kiss maybe, and kind of enter the home, maybe some food, but he said maybe food wasn't that good, but he said it's tasty. These are trivial things that people need to do anyhow, because we're living already in such a life, that a world that, does it really happen like this in life, and it's trivial, that everything is good? Not that everything is okay. That there's food all the time at home, good attitude. This is trivial? No, the trivial thing is a demand for connection with each other. The demand, the need to be in some emotions and feelings between. If we don't educate to this men, boys and girls to grow up, it won't happen. And we see this in life, what triviality there is. It's very difficult to connect. Very difficult. Look how many times people from their good intentions or desires, they get married and divorce, and then married and divorce, they're poor thing. It's not that they're jumping from one to the other. They're truly going to get married, and they want for them to have it good. And they're incapable of reaching it because they weren't taught how to make the right connection. So here we're entering, specifically where we enter. I want to discern one more thing. I want to scrutinize one more thing. Later it'll be the Torah of the family, and then it'll be the instruction of the daily life. This is the name of the project. Okay, I have a question. You gave here a principle that whoever comes with a demand causes distancing. Yes, because I'm an egoist. They come to me to receive something. And it's like to take something out of me. Then, of course, first thing, I close up. Yes, of course. Okay, so this is a key principle. This is above and for every person. Don't come with a demand. Why? You're ready. There's another person here. Don't come with a demand. With mandation and mandating in general. Okay, so let's see. If I'm that woman and I want to come to my husband, who's before the football, and recommend to him, let's do these things. How will he not interpret this as a demand? He will interpret anything. How do you recommend something for improvement? This is the problem. But she needs to be wise enough. This is why I'm saying, I'm looking, move. She's here to bring my cake. Okay, put. I'm glued to it. And now she's asking with her questions? No, she comes in. The new book, look, my husband. It's a new book. It says here that she sits next to him. She doesn't bother him to watch football. No, it's not over. Even the football's not over. She sits next to him, like this, like a pillow, and reads the book. There's already touch. Each one is filling himself, and they're together next to each other. There's already contact. The main thing is not the demand, not distancing. What's not clear? It's clear, but I just want to implement. So in football, there's all kinds of things. So all of a sudden he's disappointed, so she gives him a hug. Like a baby. It's not, don't worry. Like a baby, she hugs him like that. He's disappointed from the loss, you know, and so forth. She's searching for how to enter inside of him. So maybe, you know, knit him a scarf from the colors of his group. We wasted a whole hour on this. I don't have... We can talk about this all our life. I'm hearing you say, come in sophistication. The demand should come in sophistication, so it won't take as a demand. Take all the principles, bring them that we talked about before, bring them here, and see how we can help. If she sees from the book that she can't get along, there must be a place that she can come for advice. And okay, and things advance. All right, we didn't finish yet. Each time, you guys want to go down from the point in which a person has to actually make an effort. I see according to her effort, the way she's presenting these examples. In the beginning, it was a good level. Now they're presenting examples that are... I want him to talk to me and to take care of me. These are life. And I want to watch... I already saw her face a million times. So that's enough. And without shading each... the other and himself, it won't help. It won't be. There won't be connection. So we need to do something here. And she's saying, no, it should be like this. Okay, so we talked about the fact that we need awareness. And awareness can't just come from the woman. For there to be change, it needs to come from both. It could be that there won't be. The man, even though he takes the book, he won't understand anything. He won't read it all. What do you think? Let's say. Yeah, this is for virtuous ones. That you have a problem? You need to take care of this, to change, to get wiser, and to come in a nice, good way to the solution. Through the parents, through the smile, through all sorts of side things that are pleasurable to you and not for both of you. You can make some kind of favor, let's say. You need to do it in a way that it's good. Let's go out for a little walk. You feel him like a woman feels her husband a little bit, what he loves. Do it in a wise way. Do for him something that he loves in a way that will cause connection. Well, he loves some shirt, let's say. You go together. You make it with it a cup of coffee together, you drink. You go for a little walk. You buy the shirt. Not that I just bought you a shirt. Meaning, do from everything in a wise way some connection. And this is missing. And this is all really... there's nothing to reach here. If there's no some feeling...
Насколько ты требовательна, насколько...
Я не думаю, что мы представили женщину как нудилу, просто это какой-то случай нормальный.
Если это нормально...
This is the state.
Да, но это большая причина развода.
Это состояние современное. Никто не готов чувствовать другого, только себя и я. Вот то, что происходит с большинством.
This is a phenomenon that happens almost in every single... This is the normal, routine thing that's going on just about every home thing. The truth is, it happened with me too, but I was busy with my work. And really, my wife raised all the children and everything, but really, I'm not justifying myself so much. But
you talked about the wisdom of women, and it's very true.
Дом — это женщина.
Home
is
a woman. Home is called the woman. That's the key. That's the nukva. And therefore, from a man is like a child. We talked about this already. And you can make manipulations with him in any direction. If a woman is smart, she can do it. She's capable. If not, with his mother. If not, through the children or something. You can play with a man.
Да, вот это то, над чем нам стоит поработать.
Большое спасибо.
Thank you to all of you. Thank you, Rav Lehman. Thank you, Orit Dolev. You had a difficult program today.
Спасибо ведущему.
I hope you'll exit it with strengthening forces and bring it to the public with a strong mood, a smile, a good attitude.
Пусть он чувствует удовольствие. Тогда вы поладите.
And there's pleasure, and you will get along.
Дорогие зрители, and thank you too for being with us.
Till next time, all the best.
Новая жизнь.